Welcome to Ujiria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Ujiria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Ujiria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Ujiria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Good morning. This is Sam Grass in Atlanta, Georgia. Sorry, I was thinking about something else. Good morning. Today is March the 31st. It's a great day, spring day in Atlanta. And with me in the studio is Mary Jo Bowser.
Good morning,
and
Sam.
Lee Cantor. Lee, how are you?
I am great. I hope you appreciated that, Mary Jo, what I did for you.
What did you? I missed it.
This is the surprise.
I got rid of Brad's name on the intro.
Oh, which
he didn't even. She didn't even notice it.
Wow. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll pay more attention next time.
Well, thank you, Lee. I appreciate someone's looking out for us.
Wow.
Because obviously, I'm not the guy.
Thank you, Lee. I don't know that Brad will appreciate that. Do you hear that, Brad?
See that? Everybody's replaceable.
I'm glad you said that, not me. Okay, we have a great show today. Joining us today is Garrel Orr. How'd I do?
You did great.
That's right.
That was awesome.
Garrel is the owner-operator of Mobility Specialist in North Georgia. So, what is it?
101.
101 Mobility?
101 Mobility.
How come it is? Oh,
that's
is that,
her title.
Oh, Mobility Specialist is your title.
Yes, I'm a Mobility 101 Specialist.
101 Mobility. You know, I tell you, I have problems sometimes.
You think?
Yeah. Okay, let's start this again. Joining us today is Garrel Orr. She is the owner-operator of 101 Mobility. How's that?
That's great, Sam. Thank you.
I'm glad you're here, even though we're kind of...
We can just spend time explaining 101 Mobility and my name.
That's probably a good thing.
I want you to tell them the story about your name, Garrel.
Well, my name is Garrel, like Carol with a G. It's a combination of Carol and Gary. So way back in the 60s, my parents met each other, and I'm their first product.
And you're their love child.
Yes, that's right. So I'm a product of the 60s. But I will tell you, by the time they got to the last child, his name is Gary Jr. So they lost all creativity by the end. But started off pretty strong, and I've been explaining it for a lot of years.
I can imagine. I can imagine what that brings. Well, we're delighted that you're here. Garrel really stepped up and helped us out of the of a bind this morning. At 9:15, we were without a guest, and she was able to fill in. So again, thank you very much for helping us out.
Happy to be here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, beyond your name, where you're from, and things of that nature.
Okay, well, first of all, I'm a local, I'm a native to Georgia.
A Georgia peach.
I am a Georgia peach. I actually grew up in Buford, Georgia, and went to North Georgia College in Dahlonega, which now I believe is North Georgia State University, mm-hmm. and was there for many years, and then started my career in the beverage world with another big beverage company here in Atlanta. And that's where I spent the bulk of my career.
Can we guess what the name of that might be?
You probably could. But so that's where I spent many, many years working in marketing and sales. And at some point in my career, I took a few years off to stay home with my children and had a home-based business. And during that time period was the time in our life where my grandmother moved in with my parents. And that was... It was really my day-to-day experience with working with seniors, and had actually a wonderful experience spending that kind of time with my grandmother and having my children have the ability to spend that kind of time with my grandmother. So they had a real day-to-day relationship with their grandmother. And as time went on and I started looking for another business opportunity, just doing a lot of research and realizing all the needs for seniors in our market, as we all continue to age and there's a growing population of aging adults, that would be a good fit for me. And so that's where I came across, through lots of research, with 101 Mobility. 101 Mobility specializes in lift products. So we do things like stair lifts, patient lifts, vertical platform lifts, wheelchair auto lifts, and ramp systems, among many other convenience items. So I partnered up with my business partner, Wayne Offenhauer, and Wayne comes from over 20 years of building experience in the Atlanta area. He does both commercial and residential building. He's also an elevator mechanic. And a lot of our products in the state of Georgia require that they be installed by a licensed elevator mechanic. So Wayne and I got together. We started 101 Mobility. We cover all of the North Metro area. And we also have a sister office that covers the South. So we've got pretty much all of Georgia covered. But Wayne, too, is a native to this area. And we both just enjoy working with people. We have loved our experience with getting to know the seniors in our market and just started looking for other ways that we could serve them. And that's when I became a certified aging in place specialist. And that's a program that's offered through the National Home Builders Association. And so I went through a series of training there to build the credentials to be able to go into someone's home and really be able to make recommendations on things that are going to help them be mobile in their home.
Interesting story. Give us a list, and you did somewhat in the beginning, but give us an extensive list of the products and services so that we can kind of focus in on that.
Okay. Well, typically what generally happens in our industry is that we get either a family member that'll give us a call or there'll be an urgent situation. And I would say probably 80% of the people that we serve are seniors in our market, and that we'll get the phone call, mom has fallen and broken an ankle, or I'm worried about dad being at home and negotiating, you know, getting in out of the house. So that's where they call us, and we come in and we'll take a look. How does a person get in and out of the home? What are some solutions to be able to make that as safe as possible for them to get in and out of the home? And that's where we get into our product line. And those are things like ramp systems. We actually manufacture our own modular aluminum ramp system so that we can configure a ramp to meet any particular needs. Because we manufacture our own, it allows us to have incredibly competitive pricing. We also do portable ramps and those types of things. Then we look at other products that might serve their situation a little better, like stair lifts. We do an awful lot of stair lifts in the Atlanta market, and I really consider us the leading specialist on stair lifts.
Is that when the little seat goes up and down the steps or something?
That's exactly right. Okay. That's exactly right. So when it comes to a stair lift, they make indoor products, outdoor products, residential products, commercial products. We do a lot of straight stair lifts, but there's also a lot of custom options too. So you can have a stair lift that can, if you're in a townhome and you want to stay in your townhome, we've done a project like this. Because of the design of the townhome, the living space was really three stories high. There's no opportunity to put an elevator in. And so we developed a stair lift that took our customer from when she came in the garage, she walked in the door, there's her stair lift. She goes up two flights of steps to her main living area. Then she goes up two more flights of steps to where the bedrooms are. And we actually took it a step further for her and took it down the hallway to her bedroom door.
Now, is that all a continuous system? So she could literally get one out of the car and ride it all the way to the bedroom?
Yes, that was a continuous system. And it allowed her to stay in her home and, enjoy her home, which she loved. She built the home herself. She was very attached to it, wanted to stay there, but just needed assistance negotiating the steps. So it really took her three-floor townhome and turned it into a ranch for her.
That is great. That's a great resource for us as well, because that's what we do, too, is take care of folks in the home. So it's really good for us to know about someone like you. Now, this is going to be a hard question, Carol, but price. I mean, I know it's probably a huge range, but I mean, what does something like this cost? And is there any help? Everybody's always asking, is there any help out there? Is there any help to pay for it?
Well, there is a huge range depending on what the needs are and what the situation is, whether we're going indoor, outdoor, or custom. But I can tell you that probably 80% of our customers are served by standard straight stair lifts. And those are very reasonable in price because they're mass manufactured, and then we customize them to fit the home once we're there. So that can probably get you down in, on average, I would say a $3,500 price range. That would include everything. That would include the equipment, the installation by a licensed elevator mechanic, and the permit. And that brings up kind of an important point. When someone is looking to purchase a stair lift, not any particular brand, there's no one size fits all. So that's why it's important to have a stair lift specialist who knows all the different brands out there and can find the right product that fits your situation. And that's what we do. The other important thing when someone's looking at purchasing a stair lift, they need to make sure that the company they're working with is pulling the proper permit from the state fire marshal's office. That's kind of a big deal, and it needs to happen. And if someone's cutting that corner, there's no telling what other corners they may be cutting, and it's illegal in the state of Georgia. So a permit has to be pulled. We take care of that for our clients, and then it needs to be installed by a licensed elevator mechanic. That's another requirement in the state of Georgia. We take care of that as well. And one of the things that makes us different in that respect is all of our elevator mechanics work for us full time. So we don't contract out any of that work. We really own the project from start to finish. And our technicians, our mechanics, get paid the same thing whether they're coming out to install your equipment or whether they're coming out to service your equipment. So you're going to see us when it comes time for service. That's very important to us, that we provide a high level of service. Because we offer a wide variety of products, we want you to recommend us to your friends. We want you to call us back when you need something else. So we're going to be there to service your equipment. Our elevator mechanics are incented just to keep our customers happy. It doesn't matter whether it's an installation or a service call. They want to make sure that you're taken care of. They don't make more money on one project versus the other.
Just for curiosity, do you have regulatory issues for a stair lift similar to a regular elevator?
Similar to, not the same in a residential situation. So what happens is once we pull a permit and we schedule the installation, it's installed by a licensed elevator mechanic. We then follow up with a state inspection, and it's a one-time inspection. So that is where we come in with the person who actually installed your stair lift comes in with a state inspector, and it's a 30-minute process where they go through and check all the safety features on the stair lift and also make sure all the code requirements are met because they have certain requirements that we have to abide by. So that's part of a professional installation.
You were speaking of this townhome, and obviously that was a very customized project. Is there a situation that you can envision that you couldn't adapt to? I guess with enough time and resources, you can do anything, right?
Well, in most cases, I think the only time where I can't think of a project where we completely turn someone away, but there are some times where maybe a staircase is just so narrow that there's no way that we can meet state requirements and be able to install the stair lift. There with some custom products, there are ways to resolve a lot of those issues, but of course that just costs more money to do that.
What I was thinking, there's no bends or turns that you can't adapt to, but I can understand a narrow staircase, and especially in older homes.
Yeah, in some of the older homes, you know, we've had a couple of situations where maybe the exit was, we've had to extend the exit so that what could have been a straight rail type project ends up being a custom so that we can wrap the exit away from the staircase so that there's plenty of room to negotiate the exit and meet all the state requirements. So we like a challenge. We like the fun. We like those, you know, challenging projects. We've had many of them. We have some clients that I know they call us first when they have their most challenging situations because we don't give up on those. We really look hard to find a way to make it work.
Go ahead.
How long have you all been in business? Did you tell us that?
101 Mobility here in Atlanta is 2 years old. 101 Mobility corporate-wide is about 10 years old. So They've been in business for a long time. We really started our relationship with working with the VA out of North Carolina, and that's what started 101 Mobility. And we have grown now to where we have great coverage. I think we have 90 locations. So we've got the East Coast and the West Coast pretty well covered now. We're looking to fill it in between. So
do we often work with trying to get people VA benefits and things like that. Does it help? Does a VA benefit cover anything or partially cover something like this, a project like this?
It can, but it really has to all come from the VA. So you have to be working with your VA doctor, and you have to follow the process for the VA. So I can't do anything except when the VA contacts me, then I go do and respond how the VA's asked me to and give them a full assessment and let them know what the situation is and what will work.
Which brings me to another question. How do you find out who needs, unless they know to call you, how do people find you?
Well, we get
referral sources or whatever.
Well, it's funny. When we first started, one thing that I will say is we have a great website. So we do a good job of, updating the content on the website. It's very informative. It gives you a lot of information about all the products. And our website is atlanta.101mobility.com. And we also have another website. It's northgeorgia.101mobility.com. So that's where a lot of our original customers came from, was really working from the website and building presence there and doing local marketing activities. So we were meeting people, 200 people at a time. So that has the way it all started for us. Now I would tell you that we're probably equal to business that's generated from our website to what I call business-to-business referrals, and then also our VA customers.
It's interesting. We've talked a great deal about Sterilis, but there's a number of other services and products. And I was reading a list, and obviously auto lifts, I want to come to that. The ramps, I want to speak to that. But first, what is a vertical platform lift, just for Sam knows?
Oh, I'm glad
good
you mentioned
question.
That.
Good yes. question, Sam.
A vertical platform lift, which is also called a VPL. Some people refer to it as a porch lift. And it works pretty much like a box, and you just roll your wheelchair right into it, and it raises you to the level that you need to go to. So that's where the name porch lift comes from. So if you sometimes when you're looking at putting in a ramp, mm-hmm. and ADA requirements are that you would have 1 foot of ramp for every inch and rise. Mm-hmm. So a pretty standard staircase can get you like a front entrance. If you have four or five steps and you're at 40 inches, well, that would be a 40-foot ramp, and there goes your front yard.
Yeah.
And plus, can you imagine having a disability or being an elderly person trying to push your spouse up 40 feet of ramp? Even though the grade is very gentle, that's a long distance. So that's where products like a VPL comes in so handy, because really you can put it right next to the porch, ride them right into it, lift it right up along with all the groceries, and then come right into the porch level. So we do an awful lot of those in garages, on back decks, front porches, on a residential application. And then they're very handy too in a commercial application where you just need to provide wheelchair access without a large ramp.
And another product that I was looking at that it would resonate with us are these barrier-free baths that you have here.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that. We know that is a problem for us. Obviously, when we have seniors that have to step up or over, that becomes a problem.
Yes, that is a common problem. And there are a number of products out there to help address that situation, short of, completely redoing your bath area, which that's always an option, so that you have an appropriate bathtub or a shower, roll-in shower, that works well too. And then there's a number of transfer seats, bath lift products, and those types of things that can also assist with the bathing process.
Auto lifts, they can be quite expensive. My understanding is that many, many times, if you might have a scooter, that the lift is more than the cost of the scooter.
It can be. It just depends on the application. When you start getting into a motorized lift so that it makes it as easy as possible for the client to use, then of course, whenever you get into anything that's motorized, there's going to be additional cost to it. But the key thing to any kind of lift like that is, again, you really need to work with an experienced professional, because it is critical that you match up the vehicle along with the product that you're lifting, whether it be a scooter or a chair, and make sure that all products work well together, play nice together, so that you have a safe application. Far too many times, you'll see someone who has a lift that's put in the trailer hitch on the back of their vehicle, which is a great option, and they make some very automated ones that are very easy to use. But if we had a client come into our office, in fact, that he got one and it wasn't sized appropriately for his chair and for his vehicle, and he's driving back from an out-of-state trip and his chair is basically dragging.
Oh,
so if you can imagine that flying off on the freeway going 50, 60 miles an hour, that could have been a really bad situation. So that's why it's important to work with a professional that knows how to match those things up and make sure that you get a proper installation, because that's critical. Just because you have an SUV does not mean that your SUV has the ability to carry the weight of your chair. You need to work with someone to make sure they check all those things out for you.
Can you relate to our listening audience a story, someone that might come to your mind that you've helped out and that's unique and might paint a very vivid picture of who you are?
That you've maybe made a real difference for.
Well, I can, because, and I've probably told this story before, but the reason why it sticks out to me is it made our big burly elevator mechanic cry. So whenever
that's what we're looking for. that's what we like.
So Mike, who is one of our elevator mechanics, he's not really big and burly. He's a very fit guy, but he's a
masculine man.
Yeah, he's definitely a masculine man. And one of the first projects that he worked on us, we had actually had the opportunity to, and we do this, we buy back some of our equipment. So if for whatever reason a customer of ours is finished with their straight rail stair lift, then if it's in great condition, we'll buy it back. And we had the opportunity to do that. And then we took those same stair lifts and actually installed them for a patient who was suffering from ALS. He was a young man who had been confined to his dining room, and because that was on the first floor of his house, and that's where he was basically living while the rest of his family had their bedrooms upstairs. And, that's such a devastating disease, and it can be such a financial, it's financially devastating as well. So we were able to take these used stair lifts and install them in a manner. He had what would normally be a custom staircase, but we were able to install them so that we could get him upstairs. And this solution probably wouldn't work for him for the rest of his life, but it gave him many, many, many more months of being able to go upstairs, go into his son's bedroom at night, and be with him before he turns out the lights and be an active part of his family again. He wasn't able to do that because the only room that accommodated him was the dining room, which they had converted into a bedroom. So this gave him more interaction with his family, gave him the ability to be a part of his family's life again. And, we were there when he went upstairs for the first time, and the first thing he did was go and visit his kids' room. And, we witnessed that, and I'll probably start crying now, but that's when Mike and Wayne came back to our office, and they're going through the whole story, and both of them are just boo-hooing because they knew that they had done a good thing that day. And we get to do things like that every day, and that's a pretty awesome feeling to end the day that way.
And I can't even remember if we asked, but did you tell us, or can you tell us, why did you choose 101 Mobility? What was the factor there that you that resonated with you?
Yeah, well,
it seems like a kind of a weird girl business.
It you know what?
Now, see, if I had said that, right. I would have been a sexist. That's right.
I would have gotten in trouble, but I'm a girl.
Well, though I spent all my career mostly in marketing, I probably should have been an engineer. I mean, that's what my husband has always told me, so I'm not afraid of things like that. So
you like stuff.
I do like things like that. Like I like, putting things together, and I like solving problems. So anyway, the thing about 101 Mobility, I think the thing at first really was so attractive to me was the combination of products. They had so many products that would help people in their homes. And because of my personal experience with my grandmother, I saw how she struggled with the steps every day. And we actually installed a stair lift in my parents' home. And I tell this story to my clients, too. When I saw my grandmother, she was the first one to say, don't spend the money on me. Don't spend the money on me. I can do this. And but we knew that she wasn't coming down the steps as often as we'd like for her to. You know, she just spent more and more time upstairs in her bedroom. So finally, we get the stair lift in. She goes upstairs for the first time, and she looks terrified. She comes down the stairs the first time, and she has this huge grin on her face. And I think at that moment, it connected with her and to me is that this just gave her a lot more independence.
Yeah.
And so that particular evening, when she went up, she probably went up and down the steps more that evening than she had in the last, you know, 2 years. You know, came down for a glass of water, came down for a snack. She kept doing all these things that she hadn't been doing.
It was a roller coaster ride.
Yeah, it was. It just gave her the ability. It relieved her of the worry and the pain and the difficulty of going up and down the steps. And that's just, you know, that was such an awesome thing to be able to provide that for my grandmother. And that's why a business like this was so attractive to me, is that I saw her suffer with these things.
It's so funny. And I hear similar stories constantly. People, when we go out to visit people and we are suggesting that they need some help, no, I don't want to give up my independence. And they look at it incorrectly. They're not giving up independence. They are gaining independence.
That is so true.
They don't
Sam.
Want to modify the home because I don't want, you know, I don't, but to do so allows them to enjoy the home, stay in the home, have the independence to do so. You've got to, is the glass half full or is it half empty? And you got to look at it in the proper perspective.
That is so true. And I wish that we could communicate that more to people. So, you know, why not have it and enjoy it now versus, you know, we get those phone calls every day where it's, we've, you know, my spouse has fallen and we've got to have something tomorrow, you know, and that's difficult to pull off. But
I think it's so great that you buy them back. Do they have to negotiate that with you at the beginning? Like, is that...
No, it's a policy that we have. And, you know, we offer to buy back our equipment up to 3 years old and based on the condition of the equipment.
Well, that's great, though.
And we do that because we know that, first of all, the equipment was professionally installed. We know that if we uninstall it, it's been uninstalled properly. And then we stock lots of parts for those types of things so we can condition it properly and be able to get a new life out of it. And we are able to use it in many different ways, whether it be in a rental program for somebody that's recovering from an illness or an injury, or if we're able to take it and help a situation that's, you know, a dire situation where they need the financial assistance. Because back to your comment earlier, there is not a lot of assistance for these types of products. None of them are covered by Medicare, and there is not a waiver program for them as well yet, hopefully someday. And so it's really out of a pocket expense. But when you look at, you know, spending $3,000 to $4,000 on outfitting your home, you can spend that, you know, so many times over outside of the home. So,
right.
Great information. Is there anything we haven't covered? Is there anything else that you'd like to?
Well, there's one more product that we use a lot, and that's patient lifts. And people forget about that. And we do the ceiling style lifts that are installed in the home, but we also do portable patient lifts, and we rent a lot of these products as well.
And
I don't understand what.
It's very similar to a Hoyer lift. There's the functionality is the same. The overhead lifts that she is talking about is installed in the ceiling on an overhead track, and the hoist comes down.
Absolutely. And then it can take them from room to room.
Moves
you know,
them in a standing position?
In a sitting position. It's a sling style that's put on the, you know, on the patient, and that'll, but you can, you know, transfer them to their chair. You can take them into the restroom. So it gives them, you know, makes it a lot easier for the caregiver. But also we, some of the, there's a couple of different things. There's like a sit to stand lift, which is more like a Hoyer lift. And then we have another product that's just a portable patient lift. And one of the brands that we use is called Leco. And that's the home version for Hill-Rom, which is Hill-Rom's a big name in the hospital industry. One of their products is made out of a lightweight airline aluminum, and literally on a wood floor, you can take a finger and push it. So truly, an elderly caregiver can care for their husband or vice versa. They can negotiate this piece of equipment and help them out of the bed and into the chair.
Is it a track that runs along the ceiling?
It's portable. So you just scoot it right up, put it in, and you can lift them up out of the bed and put them in their chair. And then maybe later you can take the portable patient lift and go into the living room and put them in their favorite recliner. And so it just gives you a lot of options, and it helps a lot with lifting and saving a caregiver's back and other, you know, issues. It also helps not hurt the patient, you know, when you're being properly lifted.
That's good information. Are you involved in any community activities? Is there anything coming up that you'd like the audience to be aware of?
Oh my goodness. I wish I had copied my list. I'm under pressure now. Yes, there's lots of good things going on.
Just give us a rundown.
We're active in a lot of CEU events as a continuing ed events at local hospitals. We have one coming up at Emory St. John's. We also have one coming up at St. Mary's Hospital in Athens, and we do cover all the way the Athens, Milledgeville, and Augusta market, as well as North Metro Atlanta.
How far north do you go?
To the state line. Yeah, yes. We've done a lot of projects. A lot of people love those mountain homes in Hiawassee and Blairsville, and we go there. So
good to know.
Yeah, absolutely go there. And we did like four events last week. So we have coming up. Actually, in June, there's a new event called Generations Expo.
Mm-hmm. That's in Lawrenceville.
In Lawrenceville, that we'll be participating in. And there's another event coming up at Alpharetta at North Point Mall in May.
Right.
That we'll also be in. And all of that stuff is on our website and on our Facebook page as well. So,
well, why don't you please, Gerald, tell our listening audience how they can contact you.
Okay.
What's the best way?
Best way to contact us is call our office, which is 770-791-2000. And then please check out our webpage. We're at atlanta.101mobility.com. Or you can also see us at northgeorgia.101mobility.com.
Great. Thanks. Great information. Great show. I told you it would go by quickly. It was easy.
Is it over already?
It's over.
That's great. Thank you for having me.
We appreciate that.
We'd love for you to come back, especially if there's a special event that you're doing or would like to.
Awesome. I'd love to do that.
Thank you, Gerald, for being our guest.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We want to remind our listening audience that they can listen to a rebroadcast of today's show at ugeriaradio.com. And as we always close, we want to say that if the youth of this nation is its greatest natural resource, it goes without saying that the seniors of this nation is its greatest national treasure. Thank you, and God bless.
Ugeria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.